Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's very own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell, alongside Mike Piff, couple of special guests live in studio, Brian Rock and Angelo Corso from Donate Pizza. That's D-O-U-G-H-N-A-T-E Pizza, DonatePizza.com. Fellas, thanks for coming to the studio. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you having us.
Thanks for having us.
Let's get to the origin of Donate Pizza. Angelo, I know you come from the restaurant world, Southsider. Give us just the rundown of Donate Pizza, how it started, what people need to know about Donate Pizza.
Yeah, absolutely. So it started with, obviously, the baseline, which is the love for pizza.
Yeah.
Like everyone in Chicago. And wanted to give back. So I was kind of sick and tired of, you know, donating, not knowing where it went. So I wanted to create my own organization, and that started with buying pizzas, trying to pass them out on the streets of Chicago, and kind of spiraled into this crazy nonprofit, which we have to date, where, you know, we're feeding so many mouths, individuals in these shelters and partnering up with pizzerias. So circling back, it was really tough just because dietary restrictions and whatnot. I was on the street throwing pies, people were rejecting them. End result was knocking on a door saying, hey, do you guys want 10 pizzas? And the shelter was like, oh my God, absolutely. This was like the best possible entry to kind of develop the nonprofit that we have today. So that's pretty much where it was. And then it kind of circulated into me and Brian's partnership, which was like kind of a pizza love story. I never knew, you know, it was my first time having Instagram, LinkedIn, always heard about guys and girls getting DM'd. And so I got DM'd by this guy named Brian Rock saying, hey, can you tell me more about Donate Pizza? And so we ended up partnering up, and we have this amazing 501c3, where we feed 5 to 6 shelters, 3 shelters a week, and partner up with all the pizzerias here in Chicago.
Brian, what is your background when you guys met? Like, what was, you know, your experience before you reached out to Angelo?
Yeah, so I've been making pizza for about 20 years now. Started when I was 14 at a pizzeria. Went off to the military for a few years and did that. Was retired for a little bit. Got out of the military. Spent a few years being retired. Ended up out here in Indiana. And I started my own charity that I had. It was called Elevated Pie Company. It was my own little charity. I was going out trying to elevate people with my pizzas. It started originally during COVID to cook for people waiting in the line at the food banks. We had a food bank line of about 500 cars in Indiana, out in Merrillville. And from there, I was able to upgrade my equipment, get a big wood fire oven. I started going out to natural disaster sites where I started cooking free meals for those affected by the storms, and that really filled my heart, and I knew what I had to do. Ended up meeting Angelo, said, look, I want to start my own nonprofit. He said, no, you don't. Come join mine. It's a whole lot of work. Yeah. And so we were able to partner up and bring my vision to life. And, you know, now we've been able to feed well over 50,000. I think we're at 50,200 people in the last, 3.5, now 4 years. Yeah. So that's, it's been great.
It's incredible. So you two just wanted to give back. You had this mutual interest in pizza, like all of us do. And how did you guys meet? How did that whole thing, where did that stem from?
Yeah, go ahead,
Brad. Instagram. I actually DM'd him because of Mama Sue from Zaza's Pizza. I don't know if you guys have had Zaza's.
I've had Nemec Brothers, yep. Which is her kids, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Correct. So they're all the same
really
group.
Good. Yeah.
Their mom is awesome lady. She said, reach out to this guy. He's doing this amazing thing. He went out every day of October 2022-23, fed people on the streets, 31 days of pizza, 31 days of giving back. And I saw that, and I said, I need to be involved. And we met and got involved, and it's been great. So just from a DM.
Just based on that, someone's got a marketing mind here. 31 days, 31. Yeah.
That was my psychotic mind. I don't know if it's a marketing mind, but I'll take the compliment.
That's how I spin it as a marketing person.
I love that.
So how does the whole process work? You have a whole bunch of partnerships on the list here. We see Pizza Boy, Pat's, Roberts. We love Roberts. A long list here of pizza spots. So what is the process of it all? I mean, did you reach out to these spots and just kind of say, hey, this is what we're doing? Do you want to get involved?
Yeah, actually, our first, kind of like to circle on the origin story, the first pizzeria we ever signed up was Pauly G's in Logan Square. And it was kind of one of the funniest conversations ever because I talked to Derek and I said, hey, I got this idea and I want to just give back. And he's just like, well, where's the money coming from? Yeah. You know, how are you making money? I go, I'm not making money. No one's making money. This is a 100% volunteer-based organization. And he's like, all right, we're going to give you a shot. And then we started just ordering from him constantly, started doing Instagram posts, and then pizzeria started, you know, communicating to us, DMing us as well. Hey, we want to work with you guys. And so it was a mix of outreach from our end and then also the approach of pizzerias reaching out to us and wanting to give back also to the city of Chicago.
It's amazing. What do you do outside of the pizza world and giving back?
Yeah. Outside of the pizza world, I run tech companies and, we're the largest internet service providing auditor company actually in the United States, which is great. So with that being said, I do have time and energy with working with Brian and a bunch of other individuals that want to give back their time that work for me to kind of help grow Donate Pizza, which is great.
It's amazing what you guys are doing. Yeah.
And you guys partnered with our friend Steve Dolinsky with Pizza City Fest. I know we've actually talked a couple off mic. We talked about a couple other festivals, but what was that like being a part of Pizza City Fest? How did that come together?
That was amazing. How did it come together, Angela?
Yeah, well, it was, I told Steve Dolinsky the last time he ran Pizza City Fest, I told him, hey, we want to be involved, get involved as a Chicago nonprofit organization. They unfortunately had another individual, another charity out there at that point in time. So I was texting him, ringing him, finally got the phone call that we all wanted. Hey, we want you to be a part of, you know, Pizza City Fest. So it was an amazing experience. We've seen all our pizzeria partners there, our pizza friends, even guys that have been following, you know, our journey, wearing like our first Donate Pizza hats they've been buying at like the Pizza Summit and whatnot, or just like on our merchandise website that we do have. But it was really cool. It was awesome to see kind of the support that we have in Chicago all the way up to like Wisconsin and Indiana, which was great.
If somebody wanted to get involved, whether it's a pizzeria or just anybody looking to give back, how can they get involved? How can they reach out to you guys?
Yeah, we have an amazing website, pretty easy to navigate. Our volunteer schedule's on there, and this is what Brian does from an ops perspective. He calls the shelters, lets them know this is our availability, connects with the volunteers, but they sign up as a volunteer on there, and then, you know, that process goes from volunteers picking up pizza, salads already dropped off, to serving pizza at these shelters.
And people can donate, right? However, in any way they can?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's, again, 100% volunteer-based organization. So if you click on our site, there's a Donate Now button. So every single dollar goes directly to pizza and feeding individuals here in the shelters.
The food community in Chicago is pretty incredible. We were talking before we started recording. Mike and I have been doing this for a bit now, 3-4 years or so. And it's so many of the people that come through, whether it's a chef or a restaurant owner or guys like yourself, everybody seems to know each other in it, right? It's like it's a massive community, but small in some ways. And I think that's great because we've done so many podcasts about collaborations or this guy knows this guy, or it's amazing. The one of the things we cherish in Chicago is our food, obviously. So the food community really comes together.
Yeah, it is amazing. I mean, and that's something, you know, that we, you know, thrive in every single day with when we're in Chicago. And that's another reason why Donate Pizza, you know, that we love, you know, working our buns off or our dough off to kind of give back what we have, you know, maybe even taken for granted that we're providing to these shelters. So everyone knows everyone. It's a small city, even though it's big. But everyone is really supporting, you know, our thing. And people are like, hey, take free pizzas. Like, no, absolutely not. Give us a discount that we negotiated. We want you guys to succeed. Yeah. If you guys succeed in the city, you know, we're all working together to, you know, look at the big picture here.
Well, and you guys were generous enough to bring some pizza for our staff here at WGN Radio, which we appreciate a lot. Yeah. But I think you mentioned that it came from Roberts.
So oh, yeah. everyone in the city, every pizza maker, you know, is their own individual and their own character, which is crazy. And Robert is like a culinary poet, yeah. Like I, you know, like to say. So, you know, I went in there today. I'm like, what are you doing these dinners for, too, just to highlight on that. And he's just like, yeah, we're doing, you know, everything's from pizza dough. We're doing Chinese dumplings. We're doing bao buns. I'm like, what? I go, that sounds awesome. And so he's just like, he's a mad scientist over there. But, yeah, he's got the Q the Rita, which is the classic marg, which I love always going there. Something new that they're featuring is the cured duck breast pizza.
Okay.
That kind of goes in hand with their new dumpling and bao bun. Cup and char pepperoni, one of the classics, the Leah, the fennel, the roasted vegetables. I mean, if I actually read you these things, I mean, I don't want all your subscribers and people listening to pay attention on the road or in their office here. So, he has an amazing product, and he does a great job in supporting us.
We plug Roberts all the time because I hate to say it's a hidden gem because it's super popular now, but it really is sort of tucked away in this amazing spot of downtown Chicago on the Ogden Slip. Like, if you're headed to Navy Pier, you could totally miss it. But I think his following's pretty big now, where we can't really call it a hidden gem, but it is an awesome spot. So is Angie's Sports Bar and Pizzeria.
Angie's Sports Bar and Pizzeria. I know, that's 84th and Playa.
You're familiar, right?
I might be, absolutely. So that's kind of my backstory. Went to culinary arts school to kind of get into the pizzeria business. Unfortunately, being involved in an Irish-Italian Southside family, everyone's got hard opinions of working with each other.
No way!
Yeah, I know. Is that a shocker to everyone out there? You know? So that was, you know, that was canceled. But anyways, been in my family. I think this is the 50th year or 55th year of being in the city of Chicago, which is phenomenal.
Awesome.
Yeah, they got their during the Bears, obviously, unfortunately. I don't think they have a prayer out there for them. But, you know, they did this big promo with the cheese guy, grating the cheese.
Cheese grater guy.
So, yeah, my uncle knows him very well. So, you know, there's a lot of news out there.
But everyone was very happy to figure out, like, his background. He's a blue-collar dude,
yeah,
Southside guy. We had him on the station as well, and he was just – It was such an amazing ride. So I'm glad he got some a little bit of fame through it all.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but you know, Angie's Pizza again. Like, I would go there for their pizza, their burgers, and their Italian beefs. Everything that Chicago does good. If you see anything else, you know, on like a like, you know, anything else outside of that, like maybe Lalmaine or whatever it is, you know, at, you know, a Southside restaurant. Roberts is doing good. I'll give you that. You know, Southside restaurant, don't get it. You know. But my uncle's doing a phenomenal job there. And, yeah, it's, you know, hopefully, you know, maybe they'll give me the opportunity in the next couple of years to maybe get a hand in the
pie. Get the kitchen. The kitchen.
Right.
What are some things you guys have coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. So, we have a lot of volunteer opportunities, number one. And Brian, maybe you could talk through that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going out 2 times a week right now. So mm-hmm. we have over 100 volunteer opportunities on our website. We'll be loading up more as the year goes on and we add on more shelters. Some of our friends are opening up a new pizzerias here in the next 2 weeks. Professor Pizza is going to be opening up his new spot that is located at – sorry.
Go ahead. Plug away. That's what we do here.
Yeah.
Professor Pizza's new spot. It's at 1374 West Grand Avenue over in Westtown. It's a great spot. It's a slice and pie spot. Right on the first floor, you walk in, it takes you back to 1972. It's a lot of fun.
Nice.
So that's a good friend of ours. We have the Chicago Pizza Summit coming up here in the next few months. That's a great event put on by Anthony Spina.
Friend of the podcast, Anthony Spina.
What else?
Yeah, he's got a lot. And then we obviously we're working on a Jardiniere Fest. So everyone out there, I hope, you know, that's listening, understands what Jardiniere is.
And,
you know, and how it,
if they're listening, how to spell it and how to say it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
How to spell it, how to say it.
How to use it.
And how to use it. And so we're working with the Caruso Provisions, which everyone, you know, should be familiar with in Chicago, and creating this amazing fest of incorporating Jardiniere into hot dogs, beef sandwiches, obviously pizza, drinks, donuts, whatnot. So really to get, you know, the whole Chicago community involved and celebrate things that we've possibly invented here. I think he did, obviously. And share that with kind of everyone. So
Jardinera, we love it so much, and I think people are getting more and more creative on how to use it because it's like we need more of this other than just dumping it on a sandwich or an Italian beef. A lot of different places are finding creative ways to work in the Jardinera, which I think is great. Brian Rock, Angelo Corso from Donate Pizza, donatepizza.com. Follow them on Instagram, Donate Pizza. Again, that's D-O-U-G-H-N-A-T-E. Pizza. Doing great work, fellas. Thanks for coming to our studio. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks again to Brian and Angelo. Thank you for listening. For Mike Piff, I'm Kevin Powell. This is the latest episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats.